Next application is case number 11394. The application of Stephen and Evelyn. I'm going to have trouble with this one. I like to do that. Loposansky. I'm really killed that, I bet. You got me. Sorry about that. Site is located east of Angola Beach Road, Road 278, being west of Herring Reach, a private street 440 feet north of Inlet Breach Drive, a private street, and being lot 46 within Bay Point Subdivision with a 911 address of 23674 Herring Reach Court, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 18, parcel 660, and requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. More specifically, requesting a variance of 4 feet from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed four-season room that is 12-foot wide. Gentlemen, we received no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support, and there are no mail returns. The letter of support was received from Carl G. Another one.
You should have more than that.
That's all I've gotten in the mail so far. That's it. Krasik, did I say that wrong too?
I don't know how to pronounce his name either.
But he basically says that he's received notice. He's the adjacent property. Strongly approved the renovation proposed. The addition will enhance the neighborhood. Originally, the builder selected a property that was too small for the structure of the houses being built, and the current house. Houses are being constructed on larger lots, and hopes this statement assists the commission in granting this variance.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Lang?
No, that's all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Would you give your full name and address for the record?
Yes, 23674 Herring Reach Court, Lewis, Delaware.
And your name?
My name is Stephen Loposansky, Jr.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the information you're about to give is true and correct? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I do have copies of those other people if you would like to take them at this time.
That's fine. I'll introduce them if you'd like.
Okay.
I only received the one in the mail. It appears it was in the mail, too. It's not a
copies with
fact.
Yeah, we have copies. Mr. Lank.
Copies of the pictures.
We have copies in the folders that were given to us.
They give us this folder, yeah.
I don't have copies in the original folder.
No, but I mean, we did have a folder not given to us.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
One of those folders.
Okay, good. I'll have it in my folder. So everybody has copies of Stephen Abdella. And that's the one copy that I have just been handed to me.
Carl Krojak.
This is a different one.
Yeah, there's
30. I will need a copy of those for the record from someone.
Daniel D. Loretto, Len Ullman, Robert Fullerton, Lucy Hearn, Enrique Bunning.
Are all these people in favor?
These are all my neighbors.
They're all in favor?
Yes, they are.
Please don't tell me I had a bad time tonight getting her name pronounced.
Wow. I didn't mispronounce them.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, guys, thanks for helping out.
I didn't even try.
You didn't even try. You helped me out.
And we study these names before we come in trying to figure out how to do it, and I get it wrong every time.
It's a good old English language.
I try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, you did well.
You could have phonetically pronounce those names for us.
How could he do that?
No.
we talked to them, so it's been a doing right.
You say it's for a four-season sunroom?
A four-season sunroom, yes.
Well, you're going to have to address the four standards, I mean, the standards for variance, okay?
Do you want me to just read off the answers to all the questions?
Yes, you can go with the questions and answers.
Sure. That would be good, sir.
Uniqueness. Our house is one of the largest homes of Brian Hines had to offer, which was discontinued because of the lot size. This caused our rear of the property to be smaller than the other houses in the neighborhood. Possibility of development. Our four-season room will extend 1 foot, 8 3/4 inches in past the setback line. And that's the reason why we actually need the variance. I don't know, I hope I answered these right for you guys. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? The variance will allow us to construct a four-season room, allowing us to enjoy the view of the pond without the insects and the mosquitoes. It will also create, yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can I could you back up just for a second? I got confused there for a minute. You said it was encroaching at a 10-foot
1 foot 8 inches.
Yes.
It's being like going past. I'm coming out 12 foot 8 3/4 inches.
Okay.
And my setback line is at 11 feet. So I'm 1 foot 8 3/4 inches past that setback line.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's my fault? The variance will allow us to construct a four-season room, allowing us to enjoy the view of the pond without the insects and the mosquitoes. It will also create an area to enjoy in the winter months as well. Okay. Has the difficulty created by the applicant? Our house is a rancher and takes up a lot more of the property. Our house is too large of a footprint for the lot, and it needs a variance to add the four-season room on. Effects of the surrounding area. Our four-season room will meet all neighborhood architectural requirements as stated in the community documents. Will the variance substantially permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent properties? Neither the house next to us will be impaired, and there won't be any problems between us and the pond. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? In no way will the public welfare be detrimental to the variance, by the variance. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Regulations as issue. The only issue is the addition will be 1 foot 8 3/4 inches past the setback line, and the patio will be 3 foot past the setback line. I didn't know if I needed to put that down there, but I'm going to be applying for a variance for both things, for the paver patio and the addition as well. So I didn't know, I just put it in.
Question, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
You're referencing a paver patio. How high is it above grade?
The paver patio?
Yeah.
It will probably be just whatever it takes for them to put a foundation.
On grate. I'm
just saying. Stone grate and stuff like that.
Under 6 inches, right?
Under 6 inches?
Yes, I would think, yes.
Not a problem.
That's not a problem at all. The block wall that goes around the patio will be 2 foot higher than the pavers as a wall.
Not a problem.
Not a problem, okay. That's about it.
It's basically like a fence or a wall.
Yeah.
Fence.
So your application shows that you're applying for a 4 foot variance from the required 10 foot.
There will be actually approximately 4 feet to my property line at that point, from the addition to the property line.
To the addition, that's what, yeah, that's what you're applied for. That's what it says on the application.
We have to have in the record exactly what you're applying for.
Yeah, we want to make sure what you're applying for.
I'm applying for a 4-foot variance.
If you get a variance of four, you get a variance of 4 feet, it says, from the 10, which means you're going to be 6-foot setback from the property line. The 10-foot rear yard setback because you're in a cluster subdivision.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so is it 4 foot or is it?
Or is it 8 feet?
The addition will end 4 feet from my property line. That I do know.
Well, that's a 6-foot.
And I understand a setback is 5 feet, which will bring it 1 foot, 8¾ inches.
Your setback is 10 feet.
Setback is 10 foot.
It's 10 feet.
And you're going to be 4 feet from the property line, which means you're asking for a 6-foot variance.
Yeah.
So you're not encroaching into the setback 1 foot, 8¾ inches.
Okay, I was wrong there then.
Yeah, that's the reason I was questioning you on, because I want you to have the right. You can't leave here without the right application. Okay.
Sure.
So you really are looking at a 6-foot, from what you've explained to Mr. Lankin,
I guess.
6-foot variance, is that correct?
I guess that is.
You want to be 4 foot from the line.
Now, is that the patio that's going to be 4 feet from the line or the building?
No, my building.
The building, okay.
The patio is okay, basically.
Yeah, because it can go to the property line.
It only has a wall around the edge of it. That's no different than a fence.
Do I need to get a permit for that, too?
Yep.
Oh, you do. Okay.
The point is, if you got approval for a 4-foot variance, which means you had to be 6 feet, and you built your unit the way you're proposing it,
mm-hmm.
we'd go out and inspect it, and you'd have to come back before the board to get another variance
get another
to try to correct it.
Okay.
It's very important.
That's why
I'm glad somebody caught that. I didn't realize that.
Okay. Wait, are there any further questions for members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers?
No questions.
Mr. Weber?
No questions.
Yeah,
I'm just curious, how did you come up with 1 foot, eight and three quarters inches?
My son drew up the plans for me, and he was using an even amount of block work.
Oh, okay. So you're certain that you won't be any closer than 4 feet from the property line?
No.
Okay.
And just for the record, since what he has requested is more than what was initially indicated, I've checked the letters in support, and those indicate that they've been seen or been instructed of the plans to look at the four-season addition, and that his proposed sunroom protrudes less into the setback than those of the neighbors. So the people were aware of the size of the building.
Okay. Thank you for that.
So did we approve variances? Did we approve variances for all these?
So it's good I questioned you on that 1.8.
I'm still thinking, that the addition will be
confused too,
closer to that 4-foot mark.
Yeah.
I might not have 4 foot there now that you're saying that, because it'll be like 8¾ inches.
None shown. Unless it's been within last year.
Right.
Just listed about a year old.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So so from the oldest to the youngest, we were confused.
Right.
That's all right. I've been confused a lot, too.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Nerve-wracking.
That's Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
And I'd suggest the motion indicate a number of feet that are being, that is part of the variance.
Okay.
Which is a 6-foot variance.
6 foot. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,394. Or a 6-foot variance, rear yard variance. There is uniqueness certainly to the property. The applicant has indicated that and has made a statement towards the uniqueness of the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship
due to the fact that it's a small lot and also how it backs up to the water there that right. it is. It's not a hardship on any, and you hadn't created the hardship in itself. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. That's apparent. And the request variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And, of course, the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation and use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, since I'm not the oldest, I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Okay. Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,394 for a 6-foot rear yard variance. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Upton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Werben?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,394 is approved.
I thank you very much.
Yes, sir.